Travel to Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events in and around the natural states. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of November 16th. Now, at Village Creek State Park in Wynn, they're offering Choctaw Day on November 17th. Of course, the Choctaws were forced to walk the Trail of Tears, and they lost their lands, their homes, their families, and basically their entire lives, but never their heritage. You can head to the park and celebrate that heritage by learning about history and culture directly from their nation. Some of the activities offered include stickball, beading, weaponry, social dance, a Trail of Tears hike, and much, much more. And there'll be a food truck on location, so you don't have to worry about going and finding food.
All right.
So check that out at Village Creek on November 17th. Now, it's the Antique Festival of the Ozarks in Eureka Springs on November 16th through the 18th, just in time for the holiday season. You'll find quality antiques brought by fine dealers from across the Midwest. The festival is being held at the Best Western Inn of the Ozarks, and the event actually kicks off on that Friday at 5 with an early bird wine and cheese event. Mm. Believe it or not, and whether we want it or not, the holidays are here, so
yeah.
We may as well start getting prepared. And here is another reason that Arkansas is becoming known as the cycling hub of the South. On November 17th, Visit Hot Springs, the City of Hot Springs, and the International Mountain Biking Association are officially opening the first phase of the Hot Springs Northwood Trails. Grab your bicycle, or if you just want to walk it, you can probably do that too, and head to the Cedar Glades Trailhead for a group ride through the Northwoods to the Waterworks Trailhead and back. Now, this event is free and open to all, and so we're very, very excited that we have yet another Imba Trail opening in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And finally, we are almost ready to kick off the Arkansas Trail of Holiday Lights. Yay! So you can attend a Christmas parade, you can watch tree lightings, you can go shopping. If you've been a good boy or girl, you can sit on Santa's lap. You can enjoy hot cocoa, cookies, you name it. In cities and towns across Arkansas, get into the spirit, decking the halls, and bringing people together. We're going to do an early preview of Lights of the Delta in Blytheville. And I just want to give them a shout out. If you have never been to Lights of the Delta, you are missing out.
Yeah.
To me, that is the holiday season, is my almost annual trip to Lights of the Delta in Blytheville. To find out more about these events, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.